Okay. Well, you know what? I'm really glad that you guys joined us this morning, and I'm excited for the chance for anybody who's listening to this who recognizes that the voice that's speaking now is not Becky. My name is Michelle Garrison, and I am a good friend of Becky's. She's been my business coach for a little bit over a year now, and she's been in Mexico, and so she asked me to step in, and I thought that was a great honor. And as a pastor's wife, I know that this job is one that God has placed in my life and he's placed in yours. And so, you know, with direct selling, we as small business owners have a ton of work that we have to do. And then we add on top of that that we're moms or wives or sisters or friends, and we end up working a whole lot. And, you know, it's interesting to me that the Bible speaks very specifically to that topic of working, and I kind of want to settle for a few minutes on a great verse in the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24, where it teaches us that our attitude should be what, no matter what we do, we're going to work at it with all of our heart because we're working for God, not for men. And the preceding verses to that passage give us a context. In verses chapter 18 or in verses 18 through 22, Paul points out three common relationships that are found in our homes: a husband and wife, children and parents, and slaves and masters. At the time that Paul was writing this, it was very common, which it is not a common practice anymore, but that's why he made that reference in those relationships. And so the common thread that we use through all of those is that there's always someone in a position of authority, and there's always someone in submission to authority. And so when we find ourselves both in those positions on a regular basis in our daily lives, whether it's with bosses or family or parents, there are many different ways that this verse works out in our life as direct sellers. And so I just kind of want to break it apart a little bit more and into some common things. Whatever we do, that's where it starts out. Whatever you do, my friends, whatever relationship, whatever task, whatever work has been set before you, you know, this isn't just to the context of preaching or in the church. It's saying whatever. So on a daily basis, when you're driving, when you're doing your laundry, when you're doing your hostess coaching, when you're entering shows, when you're looking for new contacts, when you're sitting at a vendor event, all of those things fall into that category of whatever you do. And so whatever you choose to do takes us to the next part of that verse where it says we need to work heartily. Okay, other verses say work at it with all of your heart. According to the original word there, it means you've got to give it everything that you've got. All of our best efforts need to be put into it. Even when we're tired, when we're overwhelmed, when it's not the best month, or we've had a tragedy in our life. Everything, according to this, not just so our business increases, but so that God reaches the glory, it says we're supposed to work at it with all of our heart. There shouldn't be any laziness in it. And if you read another verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, it says, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, and this is my favorite part, so that your daily life may win the respect of the outsiders and you will not be dependent on anyone. If you want to receive respect in your business, work at your business with excellence. We live in a culture right now where doing just enough is kind of status quo. Oh, well, I did just enough, or I did just enough here. And I think we see that a lot in our industry. People do just enough to make their numbers, just enough to get that goal. And yet, if you look at this verse, it's telling us that we should work heartily at everything that we do. And how much more success would we have if we didn't say, well, I'm just going to sit at 3 hostesses today. I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to try and contact 5. Or if you're doing customer care calls and you're like, oh, they're fine, I don't need to call them. What difference would be made in your business if you took this scriptural verse to context and you worked heartily every day at your business? You know, when I enter somebody's home for a party in direct sales, for me, we do home parties. I know some of you do customer calls, smaller things, but we do big events. And so I honestly, for the past 10 years in direct sales, will sit in someone's driveway and simply just pray, God, I don't know what situation I'm walking into, but I pray that you give me the best efforts at this, that you would give me the wisdom to speak to people's lives far beyond the product that I sell. I don't always walk in and, a lot of times people ask me what I do, and it ends up being that I'm a pastor's wife, but they don't always go there. And I don't need people to know that I'm a pastor's wife, but I do want them to know that I'm going to work my hardest for them in every situation, that I'm going to give them my best efforts, because I believe that that speaks to a life of integrity, which is a life that honors God. And that takes us to the last part, and that verse says we should work at it with all of our heart as working for the Lord and not for men. No matter what circumstances we find ourselves in, we can find satisfaction, we can find fulfillment when we choose to work for God every day of our business instead of working for men. The accolades that men give us, the awards that we win, those are all awesome, awesome things. That, you know, great conference recognition, as we were talking about earlier. But that's not the end result. That shouldn't be, as a Christ follower, that shouldn't be the reason that we choose to do this business. We should do it and work at it with all of our heart because we want to bring glory to God who's given us the ability and the opportunity. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 says, our purpose is to please God, not men, for he alone examines the motives of our heart. And it shares some reasoning with our passage that working, no matter what job you're at, no matter what direct sales company you are at, when you work at it with all of your heart as working for the Lord, you're going to receive an eternal blessing that doesn't come from men. So when we try to please just the people around us, just our upline, just our families, we figure a few things out. Number one, that it's impossible to always make people happy. And number two, people can be fickle. They can be absolutely fickle. And so when our sole motive is just to make someone else happy, we end up missing the biggest point. In Hebrews chapter 13, it says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so when we choose to look to him, his character never changes, no matter where we are, no matter what happens in our life. And so if we please him by working heartily, then we know that he's going to fulfill his promise to bless us based on these passages of Scripture. And so as you look at into your life and as we continue to talk about ways to pray, I just want you to maybe consider, how would my business be different if I took this passage to my heart? If I said, whatever I do, whether in word or deed, I'm going to work at it with all my heart as working for the Lord and not for men. If you took that pause before you entered a customer's home to say, God, how can I love these people like you do today? I do want to share one example. I had a profound experience happen. I had a hostess of mine who'd been a hostess for about 4 years, and she had one or two parties a year with me, and I never made it a big deal. Like, I don't preach while I'm there. But as I was working in my office one day, my phone rang, and I picked up the phone to hear this woman crying hysterically on the other end of the phone. And I was like, what is the matter? And she said, my in-law's home is burning down, and they are inside of it, and they can't get them out. And I didn't know who else to call, but I knew you always took the time for me when you were at my house. Can you please pray for me? And I went and sat in the front yard of her in-law's house about 2 miles from here and just sat with her. I sell jewelry. I don't... And for a hostess to call me and say, I need you in this moment, proved to me that I had set the stage for that. I have hostesses who, when I see them out, will introduce me to their friends and their family, who will introduce me to, and not just from a business point, but as a personal point, and say, this is a great lady. This is a lady who can take care of you. This is a lady who I respect. And I think it's because my core is always coming back to, I don't just work for my company, I work for God, and I always want him to shine out of my life. And so I really challenge you guys this week to think, how can I make God the center focus of my business, no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm putting on makeup or I'm finishing final reports or I'm talking with a potential recruit, how will he shine out of my life? I know I had a couple of prayer requests from Valerie and Indira. Is there anybody
yeah.
else on there who had somebody something else that they wanted us to pray about this morning?
I have a request, I'm Kimberly from D.C. My prayer request is that I will remain consistent, that God will keep his fire burning in my heart for prayer, and that's it, build consistency in my prayer life and with building my business, setting things in order, and being disciplined.
Okay, great. Anyone else? Okay. Well, let me just spend some time praying for you, if that's okay. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that around the country, we've been able to come together and spend some time together as sisters in Christ this morning. I thank you that you've given us this unique opportunity in a business where we get to have flexibility and control to be about our Father's business, but also make an income that matters to our families. And Father, I pray this morning for Valerie. I know that she said that she's in the last week of her fiscal year. And God, I do pray that you would give her a fresh source of energy today and focus. I pray you would live out the promise in Philippians 4:13 that she can do all things through Christ who gives her strength. I ask that you would pour on just the excitement and the encouragement, God, of a race well run this last year. And, Lord, I pray as she looks at the details that you would guide her so that none are missed and that she would be able to wrap up this year and look at it and say, that was awesome. Thank you for the accomplishments and be able to see how your hand was weaved through every single one of those details throughout the year. And God, I pray for Indira, and Lord, it's got to be a scary time for her, but also an incredibly exciting time. And you've promised in your word that you would provide all of our needs according to your riches. And so, Father, she needs this business to increase. She needs this to become her source of income. And I have been there, God. And I just pray that you would give her diligence, that you would help her eyes to be open to all of the opportunities that are placed before her. I pray you give her courage and grace to seek out new opportunities. And most of all, Father, that she would have the courage to keep walking even when there's no's. Father, the no's are part of our business, and I just ask that you would give her just the strength to keep walking as she walks into a great opportunity of success for herself. And I pray for those wisdoms and that blessing. God, even when she gets off the phone today, for something to happen, for a reminder that you have not for a moment forgotten her. And Father, for my other friend who's asking for consistency, both in her business and in her relationship with you, I pray that you would help her to realize that you have promised in every moment that when she seeks you, she will find you, when she seeks you with all of her heart. And so I pray that she would wake up tomorrow again with a burning desire to be in relationship with you, and that she would see the opportunities that come with a consistent business and the incredible blessings that are there. And God, I thank you for the time that we have together. I pray that we would be women who today choose that whatever we find to do, that we would work at it with all of our heart as working for God and not for men. And I just ask that Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Ladies, well, I pray that you have an absolutely fantastic week. And that for those of you who I don't know, that maybe somewhere down the road we would have the chance before heaven to meet in person. And it is my understanding that Becky will be back with you next Monday morning.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.